सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum.
Hello, everybody. Well, as you can hear, I'm sick, so this is going to be a mini one, a little mini shorty. So good Monday. It's a little bit late because I couldn't. Yesterday I was so very sick, I really couldn't record anything. And today I'm just feeling a little better with a bunch of ibuprofen and a lot of rest and tea. I wanted to talk about this week. The thing is, I did not want to have a missing Monday. So it's just not going to be a long one, like I said, because I'm not feeling well, but just felt weird not doing one today, so it'll be a little late in the Monday, but it will be released today as soon as my good old faithful friend and Savite, Katerina, gets home from work. She'll load this up because I'm ridiculously useless when it comes to loading things, putting them in some cloud somewhere and having it rain down upon you guys. That's not my strong suit. Anyway, blah, blah. So it's been an interesting week. How so has it been an interesting week? Well, it's been an interesting week because I've been reading a lot and listening a lot to all kinds of beautiful spiritual daily meditations, books, audiobooks, documentaries. And one person who I keep coming across this week is James Finley, who was a Trappist monk. And a clinical psychologist, I believe. And, I'm not going to check him out, check out. He's written books and he's got like a daily meditation thing. He seems to be also doing a lot of collaboration with the late Richard Rohr, who is also an incredible monk. And scholar, and I didn't know that. I listened to them separately at times, and then started looking more deeply into these two, and their names came up together in sync for a lot of videos and stuff. You know what I noticed about him is his deep, deep God realization, which is completely independent from any faith, religion, direction, institution, and his calling, the deep calling and the deep faith that he had in God from a young age. And what I constantly see is that religion is an expression. It's sort of like the canvas of the inspiration for the artist. And of course, you have all different kinds of artists and all of them are beautiful in their own ways. Some people, some people love Monet. Some people love Van Gogh. Some people love, you know what I mean? So it's, your deep love of God, it's not just one painting. everybody can paint their own beautiful picture of it. And if you're a realist, you do it in a realist style. If you're a surrealist, you do it surrealist style. If you're a, you know, mixed media artist, and you do it mixed media style, whatever it is. And I think it's such a beautiful thing and such a huge freedom for me to know that everybody, we're all born with a canvas. And whether our parents painted it for us and handed it to us on a silver platter, or whether it was blank and we had to paint it ourselves, I think we have to just get in touch with, how do I say this, with the artist, that, with that connection that we have of deep love of God. And like I said, it's definitely not dependent upon someone's religion or writings. It's something that I believe that we inherently all have. And it's wonderful exploring all kinds of different paths to spirituality, paths to healing. That's actually James Finley's book. I think it's called Paths to Healing. I'll have to make sure of that and put that in the show notes, but really quite amazing. I watched some Prabhupada documentaries. I just did a lot of listening to lectures and all kinds of stuff. And this really helps me to deepen my love of God, because actually that's all I really want. I'm not really interested too much in a lot of the rituals, although I do them because I know that that's part of the deal. And it's maybe the part, it's kind of like the, yeah, if I'm, let's say I have a plate of food with all kinds of yummy things, and there's a couple of things I don't like on the plate, but I know I have to eat it all. So some of the rituals that I do in my faith are kind of like eating the broccoli I don't really want to eat, but I do it anyway because it's part of the meal. But what I'm also always just looking for is to deepen and to really keep a maintenance of the deep love of God that I have, and to get that inspiration from all kinds of faiths. I get it so much from all different kinds of faiths. It doesn't have to be from the Hare Krishnas or, you know. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say today. I'm going to keep it short. And I hope that inspires somebody. Check out his books, Finley. James Finley, and Richard Rohr, of course. I think we all know Richard Rohr. If not, check him out too. He's pretty amazing. One book I read from him is called Falling Upwards. I haven't read all of the stuff from him, but I know probably anything that you buy from him or get from him or read from him is going to be phenomenal. Yeah. So wish you guys a great week. And be back the interview. You know, at the end of listening to this, please like these episodes, like them and share them. And what else? Someone was telling me I should do this. I should tell everyone to like them, share them, and something else. Well, if I remember it, just, yeah, Raghu was telling me that I should say like it, share it, give it 5 stars, review it, and some other things I don't know. Anyway, do that for now until I remember the rest. All right, everyone. God bless. Hare Bol. Later.
Thanks for listening. I hope you liked the Monday Shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarvadharman parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.